Welcome and welcome to Deconstructed Topics, Deconstructing Topic Podcast. Ooh, wow, sometimes I even get a little tongue twisted on. But I think that my name and my podcast name, it matches what I'm trying to do here. Me trying to deconstruct certain topics, giving a little hint of my point of view, of my experiences. So I'm going to get a little tongue twisted, but that's fine. And woo, we got an interesting show today, episode. As always, feel free to share. Feel free to share because I spent a couple of minutes of my life because I care for you. I care for my peoples, my family. When I say my family, those who are listening to Deconstructing Topic Podcast, I'm giving you my all, my love, my time, because time is precious. And just want to educate my peoples out there that are listening. So it's always very important. Don't be greedy. Share that information to your friends, family, whoever that's around you, your job, and be like, oh, look at this guy. Doesn't he have a nice little stern voice and all that good stuff? But he also has stuff and good stuff to talk about. So today, we got another interesting conversation going on, a little something out there with a little bit of mix of motivations that I always, for the most part, try to throw. Excuse me. A little hiccup, little burp here, you know. I always tell people, look, my shows are unedited for the most part. And I'm going to say for the most part, because sometimes I might pause it, which I have the option to do so. Catch my little, my thoughts. But to further ado, once again, and also feel free to like and subscribe in whatever platform. I'm all over the internet, just about, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Podbean, YouTube. And YouTube, keep in mind, I'll be doing the YouTube thing, video podcast coming soon. Ooh, it's coming soon, and I hope that you are subscribed to my YouTube for those who enjoy the YouTube and the visualization of things. I'll be there soon. Woo, let's get it. And today we got an interesting topic. Interesting thing. Positive people, negative bias. Whoa, people are going to be like, what? Wait a minute. He's into something. And once again, yeah, that's the name of my episode. We're going to be talking a little bit about, and not just a little bit, maybe engaging a little whatever it is that we're doing, which is positive people. Negative bias. For those people who have not heard what negative bias is, as it's interesting, negative bias or negativity bias, bias would be B-I-A-S. It's called, some people will call it the negativity effect. So basically, it's a cognitive behavior or some type of reaction where we could be having a positive day. Let's say you're just having a nice day, you went to the park, whatever you did something positive, you're feeling good and all that, but for some reason you go home and something, you remember something negativity that happened, and it seems that that little thing is basically outweighing the positive that you did. It could be something very small. Let's say you went to the park and ran, and for some reason you saw this, dog and the owner, and the dog was trying to lick you, and, it seems all nice and dandy, but, you're running, you're jogging, whatever it is that you're doing in the park with the kids, whatever, and you were just not in the mood for that, but, you just, brush it off, whatever, that's okay, keep walking. And then, you're enjoying the time, again, you're in the park, sunny day, beautiful, whatever it is that you're doing with your family, with yourself, and all that. And again, you go home upset, because of that little negative thing. And a lot of times what happens is that has to do with something traumatic, some type of interaction. And unfortunately, what it does is that it takes over our brains and our cognitive behavior in terms of what we think or what we're going to do based on something negative. And I bring this up because the other day, and it's funny because in life, and you might have heard this from me, and you're going to hear it from a lot of people, is that a lot of times one of the way to succeed or to success or whatever it is that you want to do is that you want to surround yourself with positive people. And That sounds fine and dandy. That's great. But as you're listening to this, raise your hand for those people. Raise your hand or at least comment. Well, if you out there that like to kind of chat it up a little bit, you can feel free to comment. Drop a comment on any of the platforms that we use. And drop a little comment. And as you're listening to this, you know, raise your hand, whatever it is that you want to do, that you have come across positive people that are influenced by negativity. And I'm going to say, and that's one of the reasons why I did this podcast, because again, we want to surround ourselves with positive people for sure. But I always say is this, what's the point of you being positive if you're going to still be influenced by something negative? And I came across that so many people. And sometimes I tell people, with all due respect to those who are in the holistic or whatever spiritual realm, look, in my opinion, it's solely my opinion, obviously. Little disclaimer, I got to start. You know, I came across a young brother in the gym who also does the little podcast thing going on, and he always throws, he advised me to do like disclaimer. Hey, listen, my opinion is only my opinion and solely my opinion. It doesn't represent whatever platform you're in, whatever you do, the job. So, my little opinion is, I always tell people, when somebody goes out there and want to sell you a purple rock or something to that effect, that's a positive energy and purple stand for this and all that, and I unless you're going to give it to me, but I'm not buying it. I mean, no. Because even those people, and I've come across those type of individuals, they still hold something negative. There's always something negative. And I said to myself again, what's the point of thinking positive and being positive if you're going to let yourself have this negative effect? And a lot of people don't know this, but they know, how can I say, they know that there's something bothering. And you know, there's this word called pet peeve. Oh, I got a pet peeve. There's something bothering me. But you have to think, perhaps, it's not that there's something bothering you. Perhaps you are the type of person to gravitate to negativity. And that's the thing. And, you know, I throw politics in. And I always say this. And one of the persons that I always throw out there in this universe, for those who are in America listening and have heard of Malcolm X, for those who are outside of America, I definitely will be doing a podcast on Malcolm X. Brother Malcolm X, who was deleted from our world back in the 60s. He's a Muslim brother. And, you know, he gave a speech where basically he's telling the black community, you know, how is it that you kind of put more energy on the negativity of the white man, then put more positive energy on making yourself, as the black person, the black man, making yourself better. And I'm one in the mindset that, unfortunately, when it comes to the media, the news, and all these outlets, you have to keep in mind, if we know that historically, the news, whether it's, you know, the mainstream news, whatever you're listening to, if historically they have had come up with, you know, fake stories, misinformation, and so on. My thing is this, why to gravitate to that? And if we see it here in the United States in the previous, 2016 elections, and, you know, with what's going on with, you know, the former President Trump and his legal wars, and I said to myself, you know, I really, you know, I try to brush up when the conversation comes in, because I'm in a mindset that let's talk positive. What can we do? But unfortunately, if we gravitate to negativity, negative news, because we are biased to the person that we dislike or whatever the case might be. Look, there's a lot of people out there in the news, in the political world, in the celebrity that I dislike. But I'm not one that if something bad happens to them legally, whatever it is, I'm not one to say, hey, good for you, whatever. No. Because my thing is staying positive in regards to that. And that's where the negativity bias will come in. And it's a psychological thing, you feel me? And who controls that? Can you control that? Absolutely. Like I said, if you look at 2016 elections, United States elections after that, there was this term that people coined. It's called the Trump deranged syndrome, where like when you bring up Trump, this you start feeling this negativity and you start to feel disgusted and negative. And I said to myself that, look, again, everybody has their own thing, but my thing is that what is triggering you to feel that way? Is it the person? Is it the individual? Or is it the outlet, the sources that continues to push him in front of your TV and the news and so on? Because remember, these outlets, these entities, they know that to make money, they have to control certain aspects of your life, such as, you know, feeling positive, feeling negative. If the news stop talking about that individual and you start to learn how to be positive, no one will be back watching the news, but they want to keep you. They want you to come back. When I say they, I said, again, the media, what's out there, TV, the radio, newspapers, they make money off that negativity that you feel. And that's crazy, because I said to myself, wow. And a lot of times is that when we start manifesting something positive, we always going to keep, why are we trying to manifest positivity? Because there's always something negative that's out there. Something that's bothering, something that happened to you when you were little. Sometimes, for the many times, it also affects how we make decisions. And again, I go back to Malcolm, where I'm more like, let's talk about, and one of the reasons I started the podcast, and I'm, once again, you're going to notice that I'm going to do that, is like, I like to talk about our people. You know, history, some will call it her story. We'll talk about women, we'll talk about men, we'll talk about everybody that made a positive impact in our lives, in today's society, whether it's the past, the present, the future. And it's interesting because, once again, it's like we don't gravitate to that thing, but yet, if we say something about somebody, you know, you make that decision, let me wake up, let me be positive. But once you open your phone, laptop, whatever it is, you consume by that negativity because they make money out of that. And one of the things that we definitely have to, how can I say? Because a lot of times, that you know, the way the brain works is that we are kind of wired to kind of gravitate to that emotion. And it's hard, trust me. People are like, oh, but David, you know, sometimes that stuff comes up and it's getting me upset. And I said to myself, and we'll bring this conversation because I'm going to do an introduction too on my YouTube podcast pretty soon, my video. Is that you're going to ask this question, why shouldn't you be successful? And for those people that struggle to find success, you'll be like, why always things come up? And we might say it's this, on a spiritual realm, obviously, when we think positive, when we do positive, I take it back because I'm one to say, and once again, I'd rather be surrounded by people that are not influenced by negativity than surrounded by people that are positive. Woo. Yeah. Because again, you could be positive. You're going to come across a lot of positive people. But in the terms of the spiritual realm of like, yeah, we manifesting positivity, be about it. Right? And let your actions speak. Unfortunately, for the most part, what drives us is that something negative happened. It's that old saying, one of the sayings where, for those people that are familiar with this term, oh, if you get knocked down, then you just come back better, or something to that effect. Some people in the boxing world, or people in artists, who, let's say I wrote a song, a couple of songs, I took it to these producers, whatever, music producers, they said, you don't got it, kid. It's a good song, but I don't think it's going to make mainstream. You go back home, you took a 4. But then what you do is the next day, instead of like, all right, you know, I give up. No, you just work on how to make that, you know, make whatever song you made it better. You'll come back and trust me. Boom. And sometimes we could be at work, we could be at home, we could be outside where we having a beautiful day, but something happened that's going to just irritate you. And that's another thing, too. Hey, listen. With all this good stuff that I'm talking about, hey, listen, I also got some the same emotions that you do. And many times I'll be like in the train and I see these people or something happens and I'm like, wow. Ooh. For those people that take the New York City trains, the subway, you can know what I'm talking about. When there are people that are sitting and they have their book bag on next to them, like if their book bag pay the price as well to sit, and you'd be like, oh, can you move that? And they look at you like if you're doing something wrong, like, I'm like, well, you know, you're sitting and then you got your book bag or whatever it is in an empty seat where I could sit down. And they look at you. And I see people like, wow. And sometimes I say to myself, you don't even have to. Wow, that's another, you know, I'm going on a little pet peeve rant here. You see what I'm talking about? But I'm just trying to bring light to it that even those little things, it could just change the way we think and the direction that we're going to. And we just have to, one of the things that we say, we have to pay more attention to, you know, positive. The other aspect of things that, look, listen, we cannot avoid certain negative feeling. And I try my best. And, you know, I'm surrounded by beautiful people. But, again, sometimes I say to myself, wow, am I the only one who's talking about our history, talking about things that we could learn? Instead of being focusing on, let's say, that negativity that the news are always pushing on you, am I the only one? I mean, it seems sometimes. And you got to keep in mind, you can't, how can I say, you can't say that they're wrong. It's just that that's part of that negative bias. And I only wish that people, and because they are listening to this, now you're aware of what negative bias is. So I'll be dropping the links, just like I'll be dropping every link. Is that you have to think and learn from these outcomes, from these negative feelings, like what can we do to kind of go back? And I'm doing my best as well. Again, I'm only human. Because I'm only human after all. Woo! Let's get it. You're learning. And then let this podcast, this message going on, think about it. Wow. I never thought about that like that. You know, it's like when you meet somebody positive and then, and you'd be like, ah, that person is fake. You know, look at it this way. Because there are people that tend to kind of play the role, quote unquote, being positive. Because they know they're going to try to sell something. I don't know. They're trying to, you know, it's like these people think like they could sell ice to an Eskimo, you know. But think about it this way. Maybe they are suffering from that negative bias. And if so, and not that you know what it is, let's come together and help each other out. And that's the way I see it. Next time you see somebody who's speaking that good stuff, positive, and then the next thing they're saying something negative, they're saying something bad, or anything to that effect, hey, hold on. Let's go back to what it is that you did that was positive, that was making you feel good. So let's help each other out. Let's make it happen. This was a good little episode of, well, it's actually more than a little episode. But the fact that, again, we are surrounded by positive people, but just that negative bias, negative influence. One of the ways that we could tackle this, once again, surround yourself with people who are less influenced by negativity. Trust me. Because those are the people who are going to be talking about how to make things better. You know what I mean? Don't tell me about what the book says and this book and this quote. No, be about it. Because it ain't, how can I say, what's the point? of talking about this positive thing, positive when, again, you get influenced by negativity. But we making it happen. Let's go. Enjoy this episode. Well, I hope that you enjoy. Once again, share and do all that good stuff. Catch me on the next episode. We making it happen for sure. I'm out of here. This is Deconstructing Topic, and I'm out. Peace.